This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Deakin's residents voice concern about gun violence as they recount hearing a barrage of gunfire that left a man critically wounded last night. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons deeply concerned about the robbery and rape of an elderly woman and wants the perpetrator brought to justice. Meantime, 400 people in attendance as BARP celebrates its 29th anniversary with a bus tour. Education officials meet with union representatives and teachers of St. Paul's Primary amidst BUT concerns about environmental conditions at the school. And former Montserrat Premier Ruben Mead leads his new party to an election victory. Good afternoon, I am Crystal J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. Residents of Deacon's Court, Blackrock, St. Michael, have voiced alarm over gun violence in the country, recounting a barrage of gunfire in their community last night. A man was reportedly shot in the side and transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by private car. The victim remains hospitalized in critical condition. When Starcom Network News visited the area, some residents recalled what they heard, with one of them saying she heard more than 10 shots.
I was lying down and I just heard these bullets, you know. I thought it was in front of here. So I just laid on the floor and get my bed and went on the floor, boy. Yeah, more than scared. Because I thought it was in front of here. It was so hard and so many. More than 10 for sure.
I was in the kitchen and I hear this pass box. I come and I ask the young lady if she heard, she said she didn't hear. Then again, somebody had called me from in front of her. So I asked me, I said yes. Just it was really close. I was just hoping that it didn't come through the window.
Like round 8 o'clock, I was now here. 6 shots were young, and I look up. It sounded like it was kind of close, but I just turned my head like that was sleep.
They say the gun crime is worrying and suggest more police patrols.
I'm really concerned because they got my little nephews and thing, and one who could get hurt, you know, in the crossfire. It really went like that, you know. I don't think it got nothing to do with government or the school or the church. It's just people's minds.
It's scary, that's it.
I think it should patrol the area more frequently, yes.
Residents of Deacon's Court, Blackrock, St. Michael. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons says it is deeply concerned about the rape and robbery of an elderly woman at Kensington New Road, St. Michael. Starcom Network News has learned that the 85-year-old woman was brutally attacked in a home invasion 2 weekends ago. Starcom sources also indicate that the suspected perpetrator is known to use a particular tactic, possibly turning on external water pipes to lure people into opening their doors. BARP President Marilyn Rice-Bowen condemns the attack.
BARP has recorded with profound sadness the report of the senior lady being raped, and we sincerely hope that the police can apprehend the perpetrator very shortly. But in the interim, we want to remind seniors to keep their doors locked. Only answer your door if you know who's outside. If you hear your pipe running and it's in the middle of the night or even in the evening, let it run, because that's also an old trick to get you on the outside. So we want to encourage seniors in Barbados to stay safe. And of course, we encourage neighbors to look out for seniors. That's so very important.
Mrs. Rice-Bowen spoke to Starcom Network News during a bus tour to celebrate BARP's 29th anniversary. An estimated 400 people are on board.
29 years ago, on this day, 26th of October 1995, BARP was formed. And we want to applaud our founding members for the vision and the courage and the determination to bring together seniors under one umbrella called BARP. Today, 29 years after, we are 22,000 members strong. And today we are celebrating with a bus ride. We have 11 buses. They are all fully booked. It's a free bus ride, I must add, for BARP members only.
BARP President Marilyn Rice-Bowen in the lunchtime edition. Education officials have met with representatives of the Barbados Union of Teachers and the staff at St. Paul's Primary amidst BUT concerns about environmental conditions at the school. BUT President Rudy Lovell tells Starcom Network News the union is concerned about conditions at the school, but that he is satisfied with the outcome of the meeting.
The Barbados Union of Teachers remains concerned about the environment at the St. Paul's Primary School. It has been reported to us that several teachers have fallen ill And the Ministry of Education convened a meeting yesterday with the staff, an environmental team, and union officials to discuss the concerns of the staff. The meeting went well, and we are looking forward to further discussion into what is affecting the staff at the school.
BUT President Rudy Lovell. A government minister says Barbados, like many other nations, is falling behind on its 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. This was revealed by Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment, Senator Chad Blackman, at a validation workshop for a study under the United Nations Joint Sustainable Development, that's Development Goals Fund joint program. Mr. Blackman believes that while some progress has been achieved, significant action is still needed to meet the targets.
The government reaffirms and is fully committed to realizing the promise and aspirations posed by the 2030 agenda. However, the reality remains that although improvements have been made in a number of areas, substantial action must be taken in order to reach the targets. We are virtually at the end of 2024, which now leaves us just 6 years to that magic number of 2030. And there are a lot of goals that whilst Barbados has achieved, the world, including Barbados, has still not met a number of them in the way that we should. And therefore, we have 6 years to really redouble, or some might argue, retriple our efforts so as to be able to tangibly achieve these objectives.
Meantime, also speaking during the workshop, Minister in the Prime Minister's office, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, shared the same sentiments. She noted that a whole-of-government approach is also needed. And finally, former Montserrat Premier Ruben Mead has led his newly formed United Alliance, UA, to victory in the general elections there. That's according to the preliminary figures released by the Montserrat Electoral Commission early this morning. It said that the UA had won 5 of the 9 seats in the Legislative Assembly, followed by the People's Democratic Movement, PDM, with 3 seats, and the incumbent Movement for Change and Prosperity, CMAP, winning 1 seat. The election saw the defeat of both the outgoing Premier, Easton Taylor Farrell, and the recently appointed MCAP leader, Dr. Samuel Joseph, as well as a former Speaker of the Parliament, Osborne Shirley. Recapping the headlines. Deakin's residents voice concerns about gun violence as they recount hearing a barrage of gunfire that left a man critically wounded last night. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons deeply concerned about the robbery and rape of an elderly woman and wants the perpetrator brought to justice. Meantime, 400 people in attendance as BARP celebrates its 29th anniversary with a bus tour. Education officials meet with union representatives and teachers of St. Paul's Primary amidst BUT concerns and about environmental conditions at the school. And former Montserrat Premier Ruben Mead leads his new party to an election victory. That concludes the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a division of One Caribbean Media Group. I am Christo J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.